on. This Christmas I'll be home with bells on.
I travel around this country, across the waters deep and wide. Made lots of friends and memories, brought joy to others' lives.
It's Christmas time again, another year has come and gone. And I can't keep from wondering how the old folks are at home. So I'll be home with bells on. I'll be home with bells on. Cut the tree and wrap the presents, turn the Christmas music on. It's Christmas, I'll be home with bells on.
And the kids are singing jingle bells around the Christmas lights.
As Daddy stokes the fire and Mama puts the turkey on, there ain't nothing gonna slow me down. This Christmas I'll be home, yeah. And
I'll be home with bells on. I'll be home with bells on. Turn the tree and wrap the presents, turn the Christmas music on. This Christmas I'll be home.
Well, I certainly hope you're going to be home with bells on, or wherever you want to be with bells on, for this Christmas holiday season. Hello, everyone. That's Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton getting us started there from their Christmas album from a few years back. And a real good song there. I'll be home with bells on. I like that. That's a good bouncy one to get us started on this edition number 23 of the Listener's Choice magazine, this being the Christmas edition for 2005. My name's Roger Smith, but I think most of you probably know that by now, and I will be hosting this edition, as I always do, the Listener's Choice magazine, and this tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, K-E-A-T-S, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. And you can send requests for the upcoming issues of the Listener's Choice magazine by just putting a short message at the beginning of side one of the tape when you send it back. We always check the tapes. You can also call us at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on to take your request. And you can email us at snakeguy@bellsouth.net and get your request in that way. So any way you want to do it is fine with us. Just keep those requests coming in, because we're going to need them for the coming year and the coming issues. That's if you want it. And don't forget, if you have a way to get online, you can get these issues, including any of the back issues, at www.bluegrasspals.com. Go to the Listener's Choice field and you can bring down anything you want to that way, and you're always welcome to do that. But yeah, if you do want to keep the tape, just be sure and send the box back. You have to send the box back in order to get the next issue. Send the box back, stick a dollar bill in it, and that's fine. No problem at all. Had someone ask me the other day if they could keep the Christmas issue if they put a dollar in the box and sent it back, and that is exactly the way you keep the Christmas issue or any issue that you want to keep. We have a few listeners who keep the tapes as they come in, and you have to send the box back in order to get the next issue, but you can just put a dollar bill in the box, that will be fine, and keep the tape if you like. Now, you can also have any issue you want free of charge if you can get online at www.bluegrasspals.com and go to the Listener's Choice field and bring down any issue you like and listen to it or save it or record it or whatever you want to do with it. And that is fine also. But if you want to keep the tape, yeah, just put a dollar in the box and that'll be fine. Well, we've got a lot of Christmas music to play for you on this edition, so let's get started with it. You're going to hear a lot of older Christmas music by some of the older artists this time, and hope you'll enjoy this. And let's get started with one that's been recorded by many people. I've even had a version or two on this issue, but song called "O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem," one of my favorite Christmas songs. And this time we're going to hear it by Ralph Stanley and the Stanley Brothers. Dr. Ralph Stanley, I should say now, and the Stanley Brothers. Ralph Stanley is still out there performing, still doing well. I heard him on the Opry just not too long ago. Here are the Stanley Brothers right now.
And the hills are filled with song. for peace while all the world is singing. How I wish it could be Christmas all year long. It's Christmas time when strangers smiles as stranger, a time of hope, a time to right a wrong. It's time to thank the baby in the manger. Simple thing, but when Christmas ends, it passes like a dream. It's Christmas time, we put away our sorrow. A time for joy, for happiness and song. Thanks today, but who thinks of tomorrow? How I wish it could be Christmas all year long.
Well, there's a gentleman that you don't think that much of hearing Christmas music from. Mr. Ferlin Husky there in Christmas All Year Long. That's a good song. I enjoyed that. I hope you all did. Well, let's get a new one on for you now. We like to do that on all the editions, and this is no exception. This is from the Skaggs Family Christmas album, and this is an interesting album. This is not just Ricky. It is literally the Skaggs family. It's Ricky Skaggs, Ricky and Sharon Skaggs, of course, formerly Sharon White. Actually, all the Whites are on this album. Sharon, Cheryl, Buck, and their children, Ricky and Sharon, have Molly and Luke, their children, on the album. And the Whites have, or the rest of the Whites, obviously Sharon was one of the Whites, but the rest of the Whites, Cheryl's child, Cheryl's daughter, Rachel, is on the album and does a couple of things. We're going to let you hear one right now that features Molly Skaggs. And it's Little Drummer Boy. It's a very nice version of Little Drummer Boy. And as you hear Molly, see if you can't pick up on the purity in her voice that has to come from Ricky. I've always thought that Ricky Skaggs had one of the most pure voices I've ever heard. And I think Molly has a lot of that same quality in her. I think she does a very good job on this. The intro is the lead instrument in the intro is Molly playing the dulcimer. And later in the song, you'll hear a very low guitar. And that is Molly's brother Luke playing that guitar. And listen to this and see if you don't enjoy it. It's a very good album. I'm really proud to have it. They've been working on this for a couple of years, and I understand they're also working on a volume 2 as we speak, which I assume will be out in the next couple of years. And hope you enjoy this. Here's the Skaggs Family featuring Molly and Little Drummer Boy.
Before the king, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, I have no gift to bring, ba-rum-ba-bum. To lay before the king, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Shall I play for you, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, on my drum?
Throwed his old pack right over his back, opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dash, I ran down to Vixen and Blitzen, come on here. We're gonna get it going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves, cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roofs." Well, the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race. Santa that he shook off the ice and snow, boarded his sleigh and then yelled, let's go. All the little toys were happy too, because they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play, old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it was the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. The reindeer boogied in the middle of the road, tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left and the boogie to the right, do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night. In the middle of the road, tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right, do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night.
Well, that was Hank Snow and all about the reindeer boogie there. Let's keep it on the old side now and pick up one from Webb Pierce, another one that you don't think of Christmas music by that often, but let's have one that he did probably back in the 50s called Christmas at Home. Here's Webb Pierce.
Christmas at home, Christmas at home. Oh, how I would love to spend this Christmas at home. Here I am in San Francisco, Christmas is here. People are happy, there's holiday cheer. I'm shipping out tomorrow, and forever I may be gone. Oh, how I would love to spend this Christmas at home. San Francisco, and it's Christmas Eve tonight. They say that I'm not old enough to vote, yet I'm old enough to fight. My ship will sail tomorrow, and forever I may be gone. Oh, what I'd give if I could just spend one more Christmas at home. Give me last December for Christmas this year. For last December I was holding my darling near. I'm shipping out tomorrow, and forever I may be gone.
One day near December's end, when two neighbors called on an old friend, they found his shop so meager and mean, and made gay with a thousand boughs of green. Conrad was a-settin' with his face a-shine, and suddenly he stopped as he stitched a twine. He said, old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was a-crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me. He said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with my feet astir, drew in my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread, the kettle is shined, on the rafters the holly is twined. And I'll wait for my Lord to appear, listen closely so that I'll hear his step as he nears my place. And I'll open the door and look on his face. So his friends went home and left Conrad all alone. But this was the happiest day he had ever known. For long since, his family had passed away. Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest that this would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart. And with every sound, he'd rise with a start, look for the Lord to be at his door, just like the vision he'd had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing sound, and all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were worn and all of his clothes were ragged and torn. Conrad was touched. He went to the door and said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I've got some shoes for you in my shop, and a coat to keep you warmer, too." So with grateful heart, the man went away, and Conrad noticed the time of day and wondered, what made the Lord so late? How much longer will I have to wait? He heard a knock, and he hurried to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bit old lady with a shawl of black and a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked only for a place to rest, but Conrad said that was reserved for my best guest. But a voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to set at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away. The Lord hadn't come as he said he would. Conrad felt sure that he'd misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door, and he was disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away, lost from her family on Christmas Day. Well, again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he could make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all of her childish fears. He led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own dark door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and he knelt down to pray, and he said, "Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." But in the silence a voice he heard saying, "Lift up your head. I kept my word. For three times my shadow crossed your floor. Three times I came to your lowly door. I was the beggar with bruised, cold feet, and I was the woman you gave something to eat, and I was the child on the lonely street. Three times I knocked, and three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Well, that is Buck White and his rendition of The Christmas Guest. And that also is from the album A Skaggs Family Christmas. I had a request, actually, for The Christmas Guest by Grandpa Jones. And if you really want to hear it by Grandpa, if you want to hear specifically that version, you can find that on one of our back issues, edition number 17, the Christmas edition. I don't recall right offhand what year that was, but it's edition number 17, and you'll find that song on there by Grandpa Jones. Well, let's get a little comedy now. This is kind of a special performance, I think. This is a cut from the Grand Ole Opry from probably back in the 50s, maybe the early 50s. And it's a skit by the great Minnie Pearl. And the guy kind of talking to her through the skit is none other than Mr. Rod Brasfield. So let's have that right now and see what you think about it.
Minnie, did you have a nice Christmas?
Well, everything was all right except on Christmas Day, Uncle Nabob got put in jail for double parking.
Oh, Flitter, I never heard of nobody getting in jail for double parking.
One car on top of the other one? Rodney, I'd love to stay and chat with you, but I've got to go. I've got some brand new perfume.
What kind of perfume?
Well, Lucy Perkins gave it to me, and it's brand new, and they say it's just wonderful.
Yeah?
You put a little drop under your right ear,
yeah,
and the fellas sort of flirt with you.
You do?
And you put a drop under each ear,
yeah,
and they grab hold of you.
Stop that, man.
Yes. And you put a little drop under each ear and one right here on your neck,
yeah,
and they'll grab you and kiss you and just hold on to you and hug. I'm going home and just pour the whole bottle on.
Why?
I'm on the way for the stampede. Everybody's getting the Christmas spirit this time of the year when you're supposed to love your feller men. I can sure do that. That's me, all right. I love the fellers and I love the men. I'm going to get me, I've been thinking real serious-like about getting me one of these here low-cut sort of dresses for the parties at Grinder Switch for Christmas. I tried one on today and I'm telling you, whoo, the person that made that dress sure was reckless. He was. She was. Who it was. I tell you, that dress must have been inspired by that song, Cold, Cold Heart. Of course, I don't need really no dress like that because that's the kind of dress that you wear to what they call the hot spots. We haven't got no hot spots at Grinder Switch. Hottest spot in Grinders is around the pot-bellied stove. But we had so many nice things happen for Christmas. Some friends of ours from way down in Carabel, Florida, they sent us some fish for Christmas. They had a note on the front of it that said, if it ain't delivered in 5 days, never mind. But I tell you now, we always look forward to a nice Christmas. Last year, we had an awful good Christmas. The Christmas tree was all lit up. So was Uncle Nabob. They was both lit. And I'm telling you, oh, that fella of mine, Hezzy, he come around this year, way back yonder, it is about a week ago, said he wanted some suggestions about what I wanted for Christmas. I know what I wanted, but where can you buy a man's arm? Last year he said he's going to give me something full of carrots. Give me a rabbit. Lucy Perkins said this year he told her he was going to give me something round, sort of in the shape of a ring. I'd probably get a donut. I wanted to get him something substantial, something he could keep forever. Of course, he's got something he can keep forever. Looks like he's going to, too. It's the first dollar he ever made. But I've got a plan I'm working on tonight. I'm going to try to work this during the Christmas parties at Grinder Switch. I just hope everybody listening in has as much fun at the Christmas as we plan to have at Grinder's. And they're going to have a few parties, and I've worked out a plan with Sister. And when we are going to double date, me and Sister. And when we go out with fellas, if they stop in the moonlight somewhere, well, I've trained Sister. If they try to court Sister or kiss or anything, well, she's going to say, don't. And then I'm going to say, stop. And when they come out together, it'll just be, don't stop.
A doll can be referred to as many things. Without dolls, I guess it just wouldn't seem like Christmas. So, fellas, if you please, Christmas doll.
Well, the good Saint Nick will soon be here with a great big bag of toys. With a candy cane and a present too for all the girls and boys. If I could have most anything
baby doll. But I bet you'd change your mind if you could see that doll. She's sugar and spice and everything nice. What a Christmas this would be if I could get that doll of mine and bring her home with me. Wrap and tie and put on a Christmas tree. But I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me. Yes, I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me.
Well, that's Reno and Smiley there and the Christmas Doll. Let's finish up side one here with one from Tex Ritter. It goes way back, called Christmas Carols by the Old Corral. And we'll play that one and then we'll turn it over. Or if you're joining us online, we'll go to the next file and we'll welcome you on side two or file B, whichever one you're doing. Here's Tex.
They'll be singing, gonna be singing Christmas carols by the old corral. Celebrating, congregating, and exchanging greetings by the old corral. There'll be lots of little children, and how big their eyes will be when they see what Santa left around the tree. They'll be merry, singing those merry Christmas carols by the old corral. Gonna be singing Christmas carols by the old corral. Celebrating, congregating, and exchanging greetings by the old corral. Every tender little tenderfoot will sure enjoy it so, watching sweethearts kiss beneath the mistletoe. How they'll thrill ya, singing familiar Christmas carols by the old corral. Christmas carols by the old corral.